good.
All right.
Go ahead.
For those of you that haven't filled out a blue card and wish to speak, please hand it over there to Ms. Davis, and she'll get him up here. Richard Marshall, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman Cobb-Seth and members of the Board of Supervisors. I'm Richard Marshall, Fort Jones, President of the Siskiyou County Water Users Association, and here to speak to the issue of the resolution today. The Siskiyou County Water Users Association, representing its members, including our ranch, KRCE, Copco Lake, and the Klamath Guys, has reviewed the proposed resolution before you today and wholeheartedly concur in supporting this resolution. Siskiyou County, its citizens, and organizations have been continuously overlooked by the state and federal agencies in this massive and ill-conceived hydroelectric dam deconstruction. The KRC has continuously cut corners to achieve their desired result to destroy the Klamath Dams, aided and abetted by the states of California, Oregon, Pacific Corp, and FERC. And I would point out that in the original inception plan by the DOI, it was planned to dredge the sediments out of behind the dam before the water was released. That was not followed in this case. In doing so, they've created a project of extreme damage to the environment and the surrounding lands, animals, and aquatic life, and the citizens. Siskiyou County, as a result, has been irreparably damaged and needs to seek redress from the state, which could be afforded through this resolution process. We of the Water Users Association emphatically urge the board to unanimously approve this resolution. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning. I came to thank you for what the support you've given to the...
Your name?
Excuse
thank
me.
You.
Charlotte Kim Cowan, thank you. I'm here to thank you for the support you've given us this voice to be able to state our feelings, and I would like to wholeheartedly ask you to do everything in your power to have the state of emergency in effect for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Patty Teeter, is it? Did
yep.
I have that right?
Yep.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to thank the board, and
ma'am?
Especially
your
name is Patty Jeter.
Thank you.
And Brian and Chris for returning my call yesterday. This is America's wake-up call, and I hope everyone's listening. I'm sure you're all familiar with Flint, Michigan, Palestine, Ohio, Demac, Pennsylvania, or even Riviera Beach, Florida. These are disasters. Flint, Michigan suffered through years of dirty, lead poison water, unsuspecting families, including thousands of children, drank lead-contaminated water for 18 months. Demac, Pennsylvania went without clean water for 14 years. An alleged drilling mishap polluted their water and led to the nickname Gasland. Riviera Beach, Florida, found multiple wells contaminated with E. coli and fecal matter, and it took over 7 months of residents drinking the infected water for the government to act. The people of East Palestine, Ohio, found out the hard way. A freak train derailment poisoned the drinking water for over 5 million Americans. Well, sadly to say, Siskiyou County, we're at a similar emergency situation. Our water and our air. Please don't let us become statistics. It truly would be inhumane. Our county health department determined that the Klamath River quality has been deemed unsafe. As a citizen of this county, I implore you to vote and declare that the Klamath River and its former reservoirs a disaster, and I'm asking that each and every one of you do the right thing and vote yes to enforce this action, a state of emergency. just a little highlight, Amber, Craig Tucker, and caller number 120126. I think your head needs to be put in the sediment. Anyhow, thank you, Board, for listening to all of us, and I pray that this happens in a positive way for us in the vote. Yes.
Thank you. Greg Jeter. Good morning.
Good morning. Greg Jeter. I am a Kalko Lake resident, and I do support the declaration. We used to refer to Native people as savages because they thought the deer and the elk were their brothers. The wind carried with it the voices of their ancestors. The river sang the eternal songs of the elders. We are at a crossroads of the civilization. We have come to the awareness that our Western ways may not be sustainable for the future. The removal of dams and the restoration of the rivers are seen as beneficial to the environment and thus beneficial to ourselves. We are told we are honoring First Nation people and their connection to the land, water, air, and animals. These First Nation people have taught us many lessons, and many of the lessons we continue to ignore. We look to science for answers to bigger questions, while they go to their personal connection to nature. We trust science while they trust their own senses, their intuition. It's ironic that we say we have begun to let nature return the balance while trusting the science and ignoring our own intuition. First Nations now build casinos and speak of returning to the old ways. We now destroy rivers like they were a cancer so that they might return to their natural state. We have grand ideas implemented by career politicians, yet we still have no vision. We still don't trust our own eyes, our own intuition. Anyone who stands on the banks or floats down the Klamath River knows it has been destroyed. Our senses tell us this. The part of us that is connected to the ancients tells us this, but we choose to trust the science. The science that is paid for by those advocating for dam removal. We cannot even trust what the millions of dead fish have told us. We have to wait for water samples. We have to wait for air quality samples to tell us what our olfactory senses already know. This has become a disaster, but the egos of those in charge cannot admit to this. It's all going according to plan. This is what we are told. Bull disease killed close to 900,000 fry. This is what they want us to believe. Gavin Newsom will not be happy with the declaration of a disaster on his desk, but it is his disaster. The project could have taken a different direction, but the particular science was chosen by those in charge. You as a board can ignore what you know to be true, or you can speak up for the people in your district. You can send a message that this is not okay. As a citizen of this county, I implore you to make the choice that protects your neighbors, the choice that protects your children, your grandchildren, and the wildlife. Nature will ultimately win. It always does.
Mr. Jeter, I need you to wrap up, please.
All right. Well, I thank you, and I trust that you will make your decision in good judgment.
Thank you. Henry Hampton. I do have three other cards here for 6A for public comment, so I'm going to move those to that. Chrissy, I have another one for you. Okay, got it. Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Henry Hampton. I live on Kalko Lake. I moved out here in 2016. Health reasons, I'm looking for a better life. I got double bypass with four stents in my heart. I've got a lot of major issues. I moved out here for a better life. I had no idea that this was based on greed. This lake, when I first got here, was wonderful. I even could have swore I'd seen pleated woodpeckers. which has been extinct for a long time. And now I've got mud. I can't even drink my own water. My well dries up, comes back, dries up, and I'm a renter. I'm trying to find property to settle down to, and everywhere I look is death and destruction, and it's decision and caused by greed. I'm asking you today to do the right thing for once. Take care of the people that love this community, grew up with it, sacrificed everything to have it. And it's being thrown away like we're nothing. And I implore you, please, do the right thing. I mean, I'm sick. I have to move off the lake now. And I've been up there a pretty good while. Not as much as a lot of these people, but a good while. And again, don't let greed influence you. Look at the people around you. Look what they've done. And do the right thing. Don't let money make your decision. Let your heart do it. I thank you for your time.
Anyone else in house? Come on up. You can fill out a blue card afterwards. Good morning.
Thank you. My name is Richard Scott. I'm a Shasta Indian. And I had my own thoughts on dam removal. At first, I thought if we could truck the fish around, that'd be fine. Or build fish ladders, that'd be fine. But just talking to my elders, with the dam removal, the river will clean itself in the end. And this was a man-made disaster. And it will take time to heal. And if you drive up there on the north side of the lake, you can still see the old road. You can see the old bridge pylons. There was a time before these dams were here. I don't know if many of you know that or remember that. But there was a time before the dams were here. And that's about all I got to say. Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you. Anyone else in the house? Anyone online?
Showing none online.
All right, we're going to close public comment. Are you want to take a quick
a little break at the
break? Let's take 5 minutes. Thank we'll you. Recess for 5 minutes. No.